Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball four. Cromartie moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Perez reaches second base with a double. Cromartie scores. Dawson moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is walked intentionally. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive towards third. Ontiveros reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards right. Valentine fields it and throws to second to catch DeJesus for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason strikes out. One out. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Grimsley. DeJesus moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0 for 1 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ontiveros moves to second. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow bunts towards the mound. Grimsley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ontiveros moves to third. Foote moves to second. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to home to get Ontiveros. Foote moves to third. Krukow moves to second. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive towards short. Mason catches it and throws to second to double up Krukow. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Perez reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimsley hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-2 in the game. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Mike Krukow. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Ontiveros moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Ivan DeJesu. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ontiveros scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Larry Biotner. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Ted Sizemore. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Dillard moves to third. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Woody Fryman now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive towards short. Mason reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Steve Dillard now playing second base. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dawson strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-3 in the game. Vale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-3 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote is called out on strikes. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scott. Ontiveros moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is walked intentionally. Sam Mahias pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-4 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ontiveros scores. Kelleher moves to third. Dillard moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.